Hey, welcome to the Intuition Talks podcast. I'm Eloise Ansell, and yes, I've got a cold. So, apologies for the deep, weird voice today. Hopefully, I won't cough too much, and you're missing out on my red nose. So, one bonus of podcasts. as always, I come to this session and go, what am I going to talk about this week? And it's always interesting. Like, I sit and use my intuition every week to come up with something to talk about for 10 minutes. And, you know, it's amazing what pops into my head when I start speaking or when I turn record on. Sometimes I've got an idea in advance and sometimes I just don't and I just let it rip, like today. Can you tell? But yeah, it's fascinating how there's always something to be explored and expressed. And there's always something that we can talk about around the intuition because it is a thing that's in our lives daily. And it's, you know, always there. I was waking up to the news of the election here in the UK today. And a few of my friends posted on my Facebook wall in comment to my comment, like, because I woke up to everybody moaning and I'm like, how did the election turn out one way but everybody I know is upset? You know, how is it such a majority? And yet out of my thousands of friends on Facebook, no one seems happy. It's just like really random. And a few people were like, well, my intuition was kind of, or well, however they were calling it, were saying, but I was seeing a different result when I went to bed last night intuitively, and then I woke up to something else. So does that mean it was fixed? And I was like, oh, well, that's interesting, isn't it? But then sometimes our want and our need can override the result. Now, I don't know if it was fixed. I don't even know how they begin to do that. Certainly, like, statistically, looking at everybody this morning, I'm like, oh, it's a bit weird, isn't it? It's just like strange. However, obviously, the cross section of the population who I'm friends with is not a, you know, cross section of the whole population of the UK. And a lot of my friends are outside of the UK. So, I'm not saying it means anything at all. But I was just like seeing my intuitive friend saying, hey, I saw something and then something different occurred. I was like, well, our intuition is always going to be coming through our filters. And if we want something really bad, it will skew how we feel about it. So we could feel into a different result. And it may be that we're feeling into the next election in 3-4 years' time. We don't know when it's going to be. It only feels like 2 years since the last one or something like that. So, it could come around a lot quicker. So, you know, we could be feeling into another election result. You know, timing is a really hard thing sometimes with the intuition. You know, it's, we talk about this a lot on the tarot course that myself and Terry Ann are working on, Dose of Truth Tarot. Look us up if you want to. Because like sometimes you can really feel into things. It's like for me, I really feel into things. You know, I've been running my business for 11 years and I still feel into things that I did on day one that still haven't manifested. And I'm like, when's it coming? I know it's coming because I can feel it. It's there. It's tangible. I can live into the energy of that all the time. And yet it hasn't turned up yet. And so it's like the timing's tricky. It's like, I know it's there, but it's not quite sure when. It's like meeting my next man, you know. For years, I've been feeling that connection, but I haven't met him yet or I haven't, you know, clocked him. So, you know, it's fascinating. You can be, your intuition can tell you something that feels very valid, and it is, but it may just not be, about now. Or timing is the issue, or we're getting in the way. and our filtering and our manipulating and our distorting of our thoughts is getting into the intuition as well. And that can happen from time to time. You know, none of us are, you know, we're not enlightened yet. You know, we've still got filters on our thinking. We've still got filters on our intuition. And so that is going to affect and distort what we see and feel. Excuse me. It may just be, you know, a slight variance, you know, or it could be something, you know, completely different. I quite often use this example. I was doing a session on a lady in Italy many years ago. It was a distance healing session, and I saw an incident that she had energy of trapped off in her body still that we were clearing. And it was around the age of 8, and I saw her falling off a bicycle. And somehow her dad was involved with it, but I couldn't work out how. So maybe I thought he saw it, or she was trying to cycle towards him, or, you know, there was something like that going on. So I fed this back to her, and she came back to me and said, "No, you were wrong. I was on a motorbike with my dad." And I was like, "Oh, they fell over together on the motorbike." And I'm like, "Oh," because in my head, an 8-year-old wouldn't be on a motorbike. So my filters, it's like manipulated the story to match my model of the world. So, you know, you're always going to be doing that. You know, your values, your thoughts, your expectations, your beliefs are going to come in and distort and manipulate a little bit of what you're seeing. So it's not always going to be 100%. I was doing a session on someone this week, and it came up with like stress around movies she'd seen, and like stress that she'd taken on about a certain type of movie and things. And so I thought it was just her watching them, but then it turned out it was very actual. It was an issue within a relationship she'd had. That had been a thing that had been going on, was that you know, she didn't really watch kind of crime and drama and murdery type programs, but in that relationship he did a lot. So that had stressed her out, you know, in a different way to the way that I'd kind of felt into it. But and yet both were valid. So, you know, sometimes you don't see the whole picture. You just see a fragment of it. And then your brain and your logical mind tries to piece it together, tries to add stuff to the story to make sense of it. And we're always going to be hearing our intuition through that left brain. So the right brain's more intuitive, if we keep it simple, and the intuition comes in through the right brain, but it needs to be understood and interpreted through that left brain. So all of our thinking, our distortions, our beliefs are going to come in and manipulate and distort what we're seeing and feeling into. And so sometimes it is just timing's off. But sometimes it is that we're getting in the way of things, and that is manipulating and distorting what our intuition is telling us. Yeah, all we can do is just go with it. We've got to trust it 100%. And through that, we start to learn. You know, every time a client feeds back to me, it's like, "Oh yeah, it was that, but it was about this, or that happened." I'm like, "Ah, okay." So I'm giving feedback not only to my intuition, but to my left brain and how it interprets the intuition. And then next time I come to a similar story or a similar event, I've got like different views of it. And it's like sometimes you can't see something until someone tells you about it. And then once you've seen something in a new way, it opens up a whole new possibilities for observing things. And I'm not just talking about the intuition here. You know, if you, I think Tony Robbins used to talk about this, it probably still does. You know, if you drive home the same way every single day and someone showed you a new quicker route, you'd just start taking the quicker route, but you never knew it was there before. So it wasn't an option. And it's the same here. Once we start seeing and observing new things, then the intuition can work in a new way. It's got a new pathway. It's got a new way of viewing things. And that can really help to enable it and make it more accurate. So I hope you enjoyed this session. If you want to feedback, please do. You can always drop me an email, Eloise@intuitiontalks.com. or info@eloiseansell.com. And if you like this podcast, please share it with your friends. Please give it a nice 5-star review or whatever on whatever platform you're looking at. Just helps me to get out there and get everyone to work with this, because I think these little gems of thinking through the intuition and looking at the world really can help everyone and really help ourselves to understand ourselves and live a more glorious life. Anyway, have a great day. Take care. Bye.